Hello everybody, it's Pawari here. It's the Saturday, the 17th of March, and it's about 20 to 8 in the evening, and this is my audio boo. I just thought I'd do a quick game boo. It's Saturday night. I was working today, but I'm not tomorrow. Still loving Draw Something, and I've got quite a few games going now with various people. I think I'm managing to get around about one person a day, so apologies if I'm being a bit slow taking my turn, but I really enjoy it. It's a good, fun game. But there's a couple of other games I've found which are really, really fun, and I have to recommend. Again, these are iPad or iPhone games, iOS games. And the first one is incredibly simple, and it looks rather childish. It's called Penguin Patrol, and as it stands today, it's free, but I think it was supposed to be free on Friday, and they haven't taken it off yet. The premise is very simple. You have to rescue the penguins. The graphics are fairly simplistic. There is a downside. To get to the penguins, you have to walk around a maze, and the ice blocks melt as you walk past them. Some ice blocks melt, some ice blocks are thicker than others and will only melt the second time you walk over them. And some are really slippy and can send you sprawling into the sea. And of course, it's a puzzle game, so you have to go around and you have to collect all the penguins and you have to clear all the ice that can be cleared. And it sounds fairly simplistic, but it's actually really quite tricky and quite addictive. I don't know if you ever remember the game Soko Barn from years ago. Again, very simplistic idea that you had to sort of go around mazes and push the blocks out of the way to reach your goal. Very, very similar idea. So if you enjoyed that sort of game, then you'll really love Penguin Patrol. And the second game I've got playing that I've been recommended is called Atlantis Sky Patrol. And this is a bit like the, there's something sort of shoot a colour ball out and you have to try and match the colours as the snake's going past and before it gets to the end of the maze. It's one of those type games. There have been a billion and one of them made, but the implementation of this is very good. Sorry, interruption by kids there. Yeah, the implementation is very, very nice. The graphics are very good. I think you can play the first six or so levels before you have to buy the game. I'm not sure how much it is to buy. It's by Big Fish Games. It's a very polished interface. Yeah, it's good fun and good graphics. So I've been playing quite a bit of that this afternoon as well. So yes, they're my two recommends. Oh, I actually have a third recommend, but it's not a game, but also an iOS app, but also be online. And I can't remember if I've mentioned this before, but it's an app called Headspace, or a company called Headspace. And if you like meditation, I find it really, really hard to do meditation regularly, although I get a lot out of it when I do, because I find it very hard, very hard to sit still for that length of time and constantly thinking, is it how much time have I got left? And find it very difficult to focus. Well, the idea behind Headspace is that it's a guided meditation and it's a program of guided meditations. You get the first 10 guided meditations free and quite a lot of extra content and videos and advice and podcasts and blogs to go with that. And then after that, I think it's a monthly fee. And I started off thinking, actually, it does look quite pricey. I'll try the free 10 sessions and see how I go. But it's really helped me stick with it. The guy that leads the meditations called Andy, and I seem to gel with his voice. Very friendly, no sort of woo with it. It's all very straightforward and relaxed and chatty. I found it only 10 minutes, the first block of 10 sessions. I think there's a different scheme when you get to the next, you go through different programs. I think the next one's 15 minutes. I'm seriously considering paying for it for a month and see how I get on, because I really, really enjoyed it. And it's helped me focus a lot, and it's done a lot to improve my mood over the last couple of weeks or so. I missed a couple of days when I was doing it, so it's taken me about 12 days to get through the 10-day program. But the other nice thing is you can sort of pick it up. You don't have to do one every day. It's very nicely done. The app and interface is very cleverly done. And I recommend it, and I'm running out of time, so bye now.